News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back into Fond du Lac today. As we roll on here, it is the first Wednesday of February, and that means it's time for our monthly chat with our friends at ASTOP and Ignatian SSM Health Domestic Violence Services. Joining us from Ignatian SSM Health Domestic Violence Services is Amy Baer. She's kind enough to join us on the phone lines as we start up the month of February. Amy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. It's a new month. We made it through 1 month of 2021, so here we are.
Yes, it's slowly but surely. We're plugging away and getting through the year.
Absolutely. Well, new month still feels kind of like the old month and the months that came before it, but hopefully we'll get back to some sort of normalcy, which will include hopefully doing the show in person with you and Rihanna at some point in the next year.
Yeah, but kind of forget what you look like.
Yeah. Well, we joked, I think it was in November or December, we should do kind of like an on-site show, and I still stand behind that. I think we should all kind of do like a back to normal edition of the show, whenever that may be. Hopefully that's
absolutely
sooner than
count
later.
Count me in.
So,
I'm sure Rihanna will be too, she's unable to come today. So,
Well, we appreciate your time, and we're going to talk about another Awareness Month. It's a common theme of what we talk about in these segments, but they're all very important. And this month we were talking about Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and there's a lot that can go into this. It's probably a little bit different, obviously, dealing with teenagers than with adults. Let's just talk about the basics, Amy. What is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and what are some of the key themes that come with it each month?
Absolutely. And just like you said, it is an awareness month. We have a lot of them out there, but it's great that we have the opportunity to talk about the different awareness areas, right? So February is dedicated for teens. First, the color is orange. So orange is for Teen Dating Violence Awareness. And it's under the age of, 18 and under, right? So you think of those teenage years. And when we think of dating violence or domestic violence, it's kind of breaking down thinking about what really is violence. A lot of times we get focused on that physical. So some kind of physical altercation that has happened. Well, just like with adults and with teens, it's not just physical. So when we think of teen dating violence as being in a relationship and one person is being aggressive towards another person or having control over another person, instilling that fear, we hear a lot more with teens, not necessarily that physical, but we hear that controlling over the phones, that peer pressure, needing to be whatever that partner wants that person to be and not really having that own independence. We see that more a lot with our teens as opposed to with adults.
You talk about the violence that occurs over the phone, and it, especially nowadays when everybody seems like they have to fit in and have the latest app downloaded on their phone to see what their friends are up to. It could be a thing that kind of maybe hides in the background, can't it, with some of these apps like Instagram and Facebook and now TikTok and stuff like that. All the stuff you see can be funny videos, funny dances, whatever it is, but there is kind of that underlying kind of negative cloud that can be there that you might not see on the outside or what's being put out on apps like that, right?
Absolutely. It's kind of that, when you said that, kind of focusing on that pressure. Are you doing those things because your partner is making you feel like you have to or you're going to get in trouble with them? Are you getting ridiculed by your partner for posting on those things? Because like you're saying, those are awesome apps to have out there, especially when we're limited in COVID and interacting with our peers sometimes and not being able to, see them on the normal day-to-day. It's awesome having these apps to stay connected with our friends and stay connected with our family. But if my partner isn't allowing me to have that contact or they're ridiculing me because of that contact, it's something to keep in mind. I guess advice for teens, keep in mind, are you having not a supportive person in your corner? Are you feeling put down? Are you feeling ashamed for the things that you're doing? So kind of red flags, I guess, to think about. And for parents outside looking in, am I seeing my teen that's feeling like they can't be doing these things or they feel limited with their friend contact? They can't be talking to their friends because their partner is making them feel like they can't. So it's just kind of keeping that open mind for parents and teachers as well when they see their kids interacting with each other at school.
It seems kind of cliche to have the thought when you talk about some of those the pressure from one partner to the other. Oh, why are you hanging out with them? Oh, I saw you posted a picture with him on Instagram. You know, why is he at your table at lunch? It sounds kind of silly for us adults and kind of overdramatic, but that's kind of where it starts, and it can actually cycle down from there. Is that correct?
Absolutely, and a lot of that pressure for posting images or just sending images to partners when I feel like I really don't want to do those things, but I have to, otherwise they're not going to like me anymore. You know, teenage years I feel are really hard, and it's really even harder right now with having technology being how it is right now. But the numbers are scary. I mean, the general statistic out there is that 1 in 3 teens by the time they graduate high school will be in a violent relationship. And we only hear from about 30% of those teens because of the, I think it's kind of feels normal. Like, well, this is kind of how it's supposed to be, and having the support from friends as well. If I feel like I don't have support from my friends or this is normal, because I'm learning, right, how to be in a relationship. If I'm seeing my friends in the same kind of relationship, then the assumption is this is just kind of how it is. So kind of putting out there for, our teens that this, you shouldn't feel like you have that pressure from your partner. You should feel supported and have that backup, and you should be able to make your decisions how you want them, feel that independence.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing you kind of brought up there too, Amy, and we're talking with Amy Baer from Ignition SSM Health Domestic Violence Services. There is maybe that kind of coercion part of it too, that, we talk about, messages that are like kind of pressuring and stuff like that, but that can also kind of go in a way of, hey, I need you to send me maybe some pictures, if you kind of catch my drift there. That's a whole other part of it that obviously is illegal. And but again, if it's under the guise of, well, if I do this, then they say they're going to break up with me, they're not going to love me anymore if I don't send them what they asked me for, that's a tough spot to be in. And you can imagine, we think back to when I was 14, 15, 16, whatever, and I'm sure parents out there too, maybe they didn't deal with this specifically with the technology aspect, but you don't want to deal with that kind of feeling of not being wanted, not being loved, right? You mm-hmm. want to make the person happy regardless of whether it makes sense what they're asking you to do or not. And that's a whole other thing that folks need to watch out for too, right?
Absolutely. If you're seeing things are kind of off with your teen, have that conversation, being open and willing to hear from your teen, and really kind of take it as a teaching opportunity that your partner should respect you. And what does respect really mean? Partners should be respecting, kind of that space. If you want that space, respecting, who you're friends with and not feeling the pressure to change who you are for another person.
How can parents start the conversation with their teens? Because, maybe the teen doesn't want to tell them what's going on at school or on their social media apps. But as a parent, obviously, you don't want to be like, hey, give me your phone, I need to look at your apps. There's kind of that give and take there, right? How can parents start this conversation if they sense something is wrong and something might be wrong in their teenager's relationship?
Just be available. Letting your teen know that you're there and there without judging and there to be a backup for you. And just kind of having the opportunity of showing what is a good relationship. I think it's easier sometimes to talk about negative things about people, but let's, what does a positive and a good relationship look like? Are there things that we see, on TV or things that we see in the movie, and can we use those as almost like teachable moments? Maybe I'm feeling like my teen isn't really wanting to talk about something, but can I find an opportunity to talk about a healthy or unhealthy relationship in a different way, or being kind of a support for other people? Being that I know you've had conversations with Green Dot, you know, be that, you know, be a get involved, not be that bystander, but kind of doing something. So be in support, and maybe they themselves are not in an unhealthy situation. But 1 in 3 is a really large number. Chances are they have a friend or someone they know that is in an unhealthy relationship or an abusive relationship.
Just because you see your friend going through it doesn't mean it's normal, right?
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts you want to leave with people as we conclude our conversation, Amy, about Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month? Any resources you want people to be aware of?
Well, just a reminder that Domestic Violence Services and ASTOP, we're both here to be a backup and support, taking opportunities and maybe even educate yourself as well. And also need to put the plug in out there that February 9th is National Orange Day, so we're encouraging everyone to wear orange. And because we can't really see each other, so post a picture, take advantage of social media. There are benefits for social media, you know, spreading that awareness. So if you have those, keep in mind our prevention education page, and we'd love to be able to share some of those photos. So Spencer, make sure you're wearing your orange on February 9th. I expect to see your picture.
I will grab my orange and be ready to roll on the 9th.
Appreciate it.
Amy, thanks so much as always. Have a great rest of the month. We'll talk again in March.
Thank you. You too.